Mayor Tom Henry is on the line. Ooh. It's been a couple of weeks since we talked to you. Yeah. How are you doing? How are you holding up?
We're doing exceptionally well. Our city is really becoming a shining beacon, believe it or not. I hate to use somebody else's phrase, but we really are for Northeast Indiana. Many communities are now using us for best practices on how to get something done. And boy, what a wonderful compliment that is to our city, to the Board of Health, Dr. McMahon, who I know has been in the forefront, and rightfully so. There's just been so many people that have stood up for our community, and it's showing all over the state.
We had her on 2 days ago, Dr. McMahon, and she gave Fort Wayne. I said to her, I said, all right, you know, we've been doing this for like 40 days now. How are we doing? What is our grade? And she gave us an A- here in Fort Wayne. And if you look at the map of the cases of the coronavirus.
County by county.
County by mm-hmm. county, and how many people are hospitalized. We are doing pretty well here, I think.
Jim, I think we're doing very well is right. And she gave an A-, and that's because she's a very modest woman. I cannot give enough compliments to Dr. McMahon and her staff. They really stepped up as soon as this began to be of concern to our state, rather than waiting for rules and regulations and suggestions and so on coming down from Washington. She got hold of me and others, and she began to work with us on putting some plans together before this really became the type of pandemic it is in the state of Indiana. And I think it's because of that Indiana, at Fort Wayne in particular, in Allen County, I really have been a real type of community that people can be very proud of. Our citizens really stepped up, and people were joining task forces, even getting involved in efforts that at the end of the day prove that the efforts that we took initially were the right ones.
You know, I also think about the businesses in Fort Wayne, because those that were essential stepped in right mm-hmm. away to protect their staff and their customers. And then those that were non-essential made very hard decisions. And we know that obviously the economy has struggled and may struggle as we get back to some sort of normalcy. What about small businesses here in our area?
Well, I don't want to try to predict right now what the governor is going to say later on today, but based upon what his mode of operation has been over the past several weeks, my thinking is he will probably begin to loosen up a little bit, particularly with the small businesses that don't have necessarily huge hordes of people coming into that particular business. Now, I'll give you a good example. A beauty salon, barber shops, those businesses certainly will bring in a number of people, but you can probably safely put them at a distance where they wouldn't feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Other businesses like that, unfortunately, as you move into the hospitality industry, it gets a little more difficult, a lot more challenging trying to practice safe distancing there. But I think what the governor has in mind is just to slowly begin to roll this out, because there are certainly some physicians and others out there, scientists, who feel that if we push this too far, too fast, we could easily slip into another situation where a potential spike may be inevitable. And we don't want that.
You guys really are. Yeah, between a rock and a hard place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really, literally.
Well, you know, so Mr.
They're going to be. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, but, you know, even if the governor and even if you allow businesses to open, that doesn't mean that they're going to decide to do that. A lot of businesses have said, well, we're just going to wait. We're just going to wait and see what happens.
And that, you know, in some cases could be very wise. I think you're going to have three categories, Jim, of businesses. Some that will open up as soon as you give them any type of opportunity, because obviously they have their own lives, the lives of their employees at stake financially. They feel they have a product that the public has been waiting on desperately. So they will open up. Other ones, I think, will open, but very cautiously. They might try to provide you with face masks and other types of preventative measures to protect you and the employees. So I think you'll see a very measured approach. Some, as you said, will not open up at all until there truly is a green light that everything is safe. And actually, there's going to be a fourth group, and that's a group that will never open up.
Really?
Many of our small businesses live almost day to day as they first try to venture into, you know, their own business. And to have to shut down for 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, the cash flow just is not, you know, it's not there to support the debt that they had incurred originally when they had to borrow money to get their businesses going. And some of the employees that they had to lay off because of this might end up going somewhere else. I'm afraid that we're going to have a number of casualties, human casualties necessarily. I mean, continuation of that, but a business casualties as well.
That's what I was going to ask you is, here in our area, specifically in Fort Wayne, what are people really wanting to be open? What do you hear people really saying they can't wait to get back to?
You better open. Let the hair salons open, Mr. Mayor, even if the governor says nothing. You give so we can go get our hair cut, okay?
Well, Jim, there's a reason. You don't see me in public very often. the haircuts I've been getting myself are not pretty. To answer your question, the area that we get asked about most is the hospitality.
Are
the restaurants. You know, all of us have realized for quite some time that Fort Wayne, beyond being a city of churches, we're also a city of restaurants. There's a good reason for that. You know, we're the largest city in a 100-mile radius. So people come here to eat. This is the big city for many people who live in the area. And we have some of the finest restaurants around, some of the most hospitable places to eat and dine. And people want that. That's probably what I get asked about most. And Mayor, when we do open up our restaurants, and we eventually will, what are going to be the regulations for our restaurants? And I don't know the answer to that. I've been communicating with the governor's office, giving him my suggestions, but ultimately what he comes up with, at this point, I don't know. I know what other states are doing, but we'll see.
Right. And things will look different when we go out to eat next week or whenever it's going to be, when restaurants decide for themselves when they want to reopen, because they're going to have best practices in place as well, right?
There's no question. Yeah. I can tell you, Jim, Carrie, Angie, the world that we lived in 3 months ago, has changed, and I don't know if we'll ever see an environment like that again. I tell my children and my grandchildren, pay very special attention to what's going on today, because we're making history right now.
We absolutely are.
Yeah. And this is, you know, this is a pandemic. We haven't had anything like this since 1918. So it's been 100 years since our world has experienced anything like this. So we'll get through this. It's not that it's all doom and gloom. We'll get through it. It's extremely difficult for many of us to adjust to it, because we have done such a great job as a society in moving this all forward and having access to almost anything that we've ever wanted. Well, now all of a sudden, a lot of that access has been cut off, and we're not used to that. But I'm afraid that some of it may never come back the way it was. Even in the communication arena, and I'll share with you real quick, and I know you're time limited, but some businesses have called me and said, you know, my employees are working from home. And so, Mayor, we're still functioning, except there's nobody in my office. They're all from working from home. And you know what? They're as productive as they were before.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We talked about that a few weeks ago. How many businesses are going to discover that they don't need 20,000 square feet of office space,
right?
That they can say, that's what you're talking about things being different.
That's exactly right. And now, but if this employee is working at home, she or he may not need child care. So now they can stay at home with their children and work from home. So not only are they being productive by being at home and they can do their work in their pajamas, but also they don't have to send their children to child care. They don't have the gas being spent going back and forth to work. So there's a lot of advantages to what's happening. What could be advantages to what's happening? Even the city of Fort Wayne, some of my employees are working from home, and they haven't skipped a beat as far as their responsibilities. So we have to examine that as well. That's what I mean by the whole new world.
You know, that brings me to one final thing before you go. I wanted to ask you about with that. Okay, let's look then in the next step. Electric Works. Let's look at the development that was on the table.
Sure.
Are you going to have to put a pause on everything right now to find out, you know, to see how things pan out?
Well, with Electric Works, what we've done is granted them another 60 days. They came to us and said our deadline was the end of April, which is today. Then there's no way we can meet that. The pandemic has really put the skids on a lot of the financial discussions that were taking place as far as additional funding. We just can't meet that deadline. We've decided to give them another 60 days to try to put those packages together. And at the end of June, we'll have to make a determination whether it's been enough time or do we need to give them even more additional time. I think what we're trying to do, contrary to what you read and hear, the bottom line is this is a massive undertaking. A million square feet is bigger than Glenbrook. So it's a huge, huge undertaking. These developers have been working on it now for about 4 years and working very hard. We've been on our end. We've been trying to put together the proper funding that's going to be necessary. And because a lot of things are at play, it's a very complex formula trying to make sure that all of these I's are dotted and T's are crossed. And you've got $250 million at stake and much of the taxpayers' dollars. And you want to make sure that, you know, if you're going to invest that money, that it's invested safely. So all of this is going on, and necessary time has got to be given. But I think all of us realize, too, that after a period of time, if this particular model that they want to put together with residential and office and incubator space and all of that, if it's not the right model, then the model needs to be adjusted.
Yeah, to change
right
the
now,
times. Right.
That's exactly correct. And so what we're trying to do now is just give them a little more time to put this particular model together. And if it works, great. If not, then we adjust. You know, we're not going to tear the General Electric down. And a lot of people fear that's going to happen. It's not going to happen on my watch.
not today, people.
We're making news this morning. Yeah.
Now, what I would rather do is certainly look at possibilities for, you know, improving that area, making that area a real showcase. Again, this may be the right model, maybe not, but this is the one they chose, and let's give it time to try to work. And if it does, fantastic. And if it doesn't, then we move on to a different model. And it's as simple as that.
All right, Mr. Mayor. All right. Well, look, thank you for visiting with us today and giving us kind of an insight into what, you know, what's going on. And we're going to watch the governor's decision later. And, and listen for your updates, too, on what's coming
fantastic.
In Fort Wayne. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Have a great weekend.
Thank you all so much.
All right.
You guys stay safe.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Your favorite classic hits with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.